Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela.
And I'm Jen. And today we have a very exciting episode. We're going to go over our first ever reselling trend report.
Yay. I feel like I should insert clapping fingers, something, clapping noises here.
I love that. So you guys, we're going to review what's trending across all different reselling platforms.
Yeah, the goal of our trend report is to just chat about styles, brands, and all the things that you should be taking a second look at while you're sourcing.
We cannot wait to deep dive into this trend report and learn more about the things that we may not have known about. So pull up a chair and we'll see you at the table.
This is going to be fun. This is our first trend report of 2022. This is something that Jen and I wanted to kind of bring on board this year. You know, this might change as the year goes on, but we're going to start it off in this format and we're going to see how it goes. One of the great things about this trend report, I think, is it forces Jen and I to research and sit down, really look at the platforms, really look at what's, and we're not looking at outside sources. We're looking specifically on reselling platforms. Right. I think that's important as a reseller or as someone who sells secondhand clothing or clothing in general, you should research the platforms that you're selling on, because trends in the fashion world aren't always necessarily translated into trends that are on reselling platforms.
Exactly. The secondary market is definitely different, I'd have to say. And, our goal of this is basically to look at other reselling sites, right? Not just Poshmark. We're going to Depop. We're going to eBay. We're looking and seeing what's selling. What are people, you know, listing? What is going for high dollars? And then not only looking at like brands, but also looking at trends, right? What kind of styles do we see? And really, this is kind of a snapshot, right, of what we're seeing right now and today. Because our goal with this trend report an episode is that we're hoping that we can, have this come out every once in a while. We haven't decided on exactly.
We don't know if we're going to do it once a month. We don't really know yet.
Yeah. We don't really know yet. So I don't want to promise anything, but our goal is to take a snapshot in time to now. What is it that we're seeing? What is basically like just listed and sold right away? That's what we want to see. So that's going to be our goal with this trend report today. And of course, Daniela and I, we love to chat. We love to research and everything. So
we love clothes. The one thing that we do know we're going to do with this is that if you are a member of our Patreon group, we will release trend reports every month as a part of a monthly download. We will do deep dive researches and supply that to our Patreon group. So if you're not a member of our Patreon group and you'd like to join, the link is always in the show notes. The link is always in our show notes. It's $5 a month. If you're a new listener, because I know we get new listeners every day, it is $5 a month. You get a monthly download. You get access to a Discord. We have guests that come on a monthly Zoom chat, or it's just Jen and I. Last month we had Mogi come on. February we have another guest coming on. That's top secret. But we have lots of
a lot of good stuff. A lot of great things that we'd love to help. Yeah, we'd love to give out to the members of our Patreon. So if you're thinking about joining, definitely now is the time to give us a shot.
Yeah. So, all right, let's dive into this now that we did that little, like, that's our own little commercial. You know how Spotify puts in commercials for us? We just did our own. The first thing that we're going to talk about is actually Poshmark's latest data that they released on the app. It was accessible to everyone, but not everyone always clicks the little banner that's on top. I know I definitely don't look at it every single time when I sign into the app. And they just released what they're seeing right now. So we figured we would share that with everyone as well, and then kind of go into what we're actually seeing on the platforms and if it kind of aligns with what Poshmark is saying on their platform. I don't know if eBay comes out with like a trend report of some sort, Jen. I don't think
I couldn't find anything, but if anyone that's listening out there that wants to, DM us, knows of anything, the more information that we can get, the better, right? And absolutely, we're always happy to share all this information. So if you guys know of anything, we would love that, basically the trend report is kind of what we're going to go over. And I found it really helpful. I think it's very interesting. What about you?
Yeah, so it's funny because some of these things I'm like super excited about and I think they're really great. And then some of it, I'm like, wait, we did this before and I'm all set with it. Or I just don't, it's just not something that I enjoy, right? And there's aspects of fashion that we're all not going to like, or the things that we are going to like. But the first thing that Poshmark released on this latest trend report was that everything is about the 1970s. We love the retro. And I have to say, Jen and I love the retro too. 1970s, even the 60s. I like it. But the things that they're highlighting here are bell bottoms, which I think a lot of us have seen kind of trickling in across the board over the last few months. So that didn't surprise me. Platform and chunky shoes. Yes, we know the chunk is has chunky been a thing. Shoes.
I cannot believe that those are doing so well. You guys know those chunky shoes. We're talking about Steve Madden. We're talking about mud. We're talking about those big black clunky shoes that you used to wear normally white socks with, or no socks. Depends on what your style is, right? They are selling, you guys, right now, no joke, for sometimes $60+. So I know you can find those at your local thrift store. Honestly, most of you could probably find them in the back of your closet.
I wish I still had my, Jen and I were just saying this. We wish we still had our chunky shoes from middle school and high school. Those have been long gone for a long time. Like they have
so
been
depressing. So depressing that we don't have those anymore.
Retro sneakers, but like very specifically the New Balance Dad sneakers, which were kind of starting last year, are even hotter now, which is mind-boggling to me because I personally wouldn't wear them. I like the retro, like Reeboks, the retro Nikes, like that's more my style, like the tennis shoe.
I love that, like this, but I'm all about like that slim look when it
comes to more narrow type of shoe. But I do like some of the chunkier looking sneakers, but not the New Balance Dad sneaker.
I'm not a fan either, but again, dad shoes, right? We remember seeing that trend kind of going around, and that is still really big too.
I know. And so if you follow a lot of like eBay sellers or shoe specific sellers on social media, they will throw these New Balance sneakers in your face all the time. And there's so many different kinds, and those shoe resellers really, really understand all the different types of New Balance and Nikes and all these different things. So if you can find a community of shoe resellers on Instagram or YouTube that you can follow to learn all of that, highly recommend, because they are the experts at that. I definitely look to a lot of them to learn.
I do too. And you know what? I think Daniela, in looking at a lot of this, like trend reports and everything that we've looked at, we need to learn shoes more.
Yeah. And not just women's shoes at that. No. Like, understanding the sneaker world, it has been a growing category for many, many years. But right now, those retro sneakers are so hot, and they're everywhere. It doesn't matter where you live, you can find this stuff. That's like, that's the most important thing that Jen and I really want to share in this episode, is a lot of these things you can literally find no matter what part of the country you live in. You can find something.
Yeah. And I think that's really great that you preface that, you know, Daniela, because we all know you find Gucci at the store. You find Chanel at the store. We know. Pick it up. Got it. But we're not really going to focus our trend report, at least not this time around, on luxury, because we really want to talk about things that we feel are accessible for all of our listeners, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not everyone's going to find.
If you find Chanel at the thrift store, can you let me know where you live so that I can come and maybe pick some up sometime? Because that'd be great.
Exactly. So you guys know we won't be talking so much luxury. We want to talk about everyday brands we feel very confident that you should be able to find in your local thrift stores.
The next three, literally anyone can find these, and I love that they're on this list. Yeah. Vintage half zip sweaters. You can find them in the men's section. You can find them in the women's section in any thrift store, Salvation Army, you name it, go to it. You're going to find that. Fur trim jackets or fur trim, anything really, anything fur trim that is seventies. I'm trying to think of who would wear that stuff.
So think of like seventies, think of Penny Lane.
Yes, okay. Penny Lane.
Penny Lane jackets are huge right now.
Yeah.
You don't know what that is, definitely take a Google, but you've seen it before. Mm-hmm. The best way I can describe it is on, what is it, Almost Famous, that movie. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that movie? Mm-hmm. And then Kate Hudson, she wore that, like where it's like the fur collar around and it's like either suede or micro suede or something, you know, on the body. I know you guys can find those in the
absolutely.
The most important thing that we have noticed, though, with a lot of these trending items, is you've got to know your keywords.
Yep. You've
got to know your keywords. Because if you have that jacket, great. You need to say Penny Lane on it. You need to say 70s boho. You know what I mean? All those kind of keywords. And those are also things that we're going to be providing to our Patreon group.
Yeah.
What kind of keywords should you be using? So, again, as Shane
was saying.
Just saying.
And then the last one in that 70s related trend is corduroy, which, fun fact, I have sold 3 pairs of corduroy jeans in the last 2 weeks. They were Levi's. One was Levi's, one was And Other Stories, and the other brand was, why can't I think of, oh, Madewell. All 3 were corduroy. I typically always pick up corduroy because they're a very specific group of people that will always wear corduroy, but now that it's trending, it's like everyone wants corduroy. I personally like corduroy, so don't judge me.
I love corduroy. I had so much corduroy growing up. I had like a corduroy shirt, jacket from Gap. I remember that I was like all about, because I found it in the clearance section. But like, yeah, I used to have corduroy jeans all the time. The flared low rise corduroy jeans.
Yes, yeah. Corduroys were big, and I personally like them. I also like velvet. I think velvet velour, like, that's always been a thing for me. May not have been cool maybe a few years ago, but it's cool again now, so.
Right, I know. It's so crazy. I think if we literally picked up a Dillia's catalog.
Oh my God.
Dillia's?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
A Dillia's catalog and like flip through that, you would be like, oh, this is what girls and guys are wearing today.
I know. The next category on Poshmark's list was lingerie inspired pieces. And I feel like this has been a trend since like 2019, but I think it's more prevalent and accepted now than it was a couple of years ago. It's personally not my style, because I used to wear corsets and stuff back in like 2005 when I went out to the club, but this is, people are wearing it every day, and that's weird to me.
yeah, but this is also, you know, kind of taking back from those trends back in like the mid 2000s, when a lot of people would wear lingerie, like teddy slip tops, the tops, you know, a lot of people would wear those. So, you know, kind of playing around with that again. Yeah. Like you said, corsets, silk, that like really lacy, delicate kind of look too. Again, this is another opportunity, I think, for sourcing, right? Where you go into the pajama section. And go and find those kind of tops and, you know, either style them with jeans or, again, you know, kind of like Y2K style and your SEO. So, you know, to make sure that all pulls up.
Slip dresses are really big, and they've always been a thing, but they're really hot right now. And that is probably one of the easiest things that anyone could find in the thrift store, in the lingerie section or in the sleepwear section. As long as you have those keywords and you can either stylize it yourself if you model, or maybe you do flat lays and you can style it that way, or you literally just put it in the description, have a picture of the item and put in the description what this could be worn with. You can find pictures online. There's all different creative ways to do this. You can find pictures online and incorporate it within your listing to show people how it's styled by celebrities. People love that. They want to see how celebrities style this stuff.
Absolutely.
So that's really it when it comes to lingerie. It's the corsets, it's the slip dresses, it's pajamas.
And then of course, like, look at those brands, right? You've got your Victoria's Secret, right? Your go-to. A lot of people know about the Victoria's Secret gold label.
Correct.
But other ones could be like Fredericks of Hollywood. They're no longer around anymore. You know, you've got a lot of
really, and they're super vintage. They're like old school. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are.
They've been around many, many years. You know what? I should probably Google this right now and see. Fredericks of Hollywood. I have no idea, but I just know that they're like 1946, so they've been around for a long time.
They have. And I was just informed that Fredericks of Hollywood is still around. It's just online only. Yeah. Goes to show you, sometimes when you share an office with your husband and you're recording a podcast, apparently he knows a lot about lingerie. Yeah.
Good for him. He knows more than us, apparently.
Maybe we should have him on.
The next category we have is anything warm and fuzzy, which, yes, if you live in New England and the cold temperatures, you're all about all the time, especially before a blizzard. Just right. Saying, guys, we're going to get 24 inches of snow over the next like 24 hours. So warm and fuzzy is a thing. Yeah.
I did not miss that. I will tell you that. Daniela was trying to convince me it's cute, it's cozy. I'm like, get out of here. Absolutely not.
All right, San Diego, sit down.
I know. So, I'll be outside today.
Right. So this is Shearling Totes, which is super wild to me because I think of Bath and Body Works when they used to have the Shearling Totes as like gift bags. That's where my brain goes. If you're young, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you're around Jen's age and my age, then you know that Bath and Body Works had those Shearling Totes as like part of gift sets.
Oh yeah. Warm vanilla sugar all the way.
Yes. Exactly. But that's the thing. But you know,
that is crazy to me. I hated my Shearling bag because like as soon as you put it down on the floor,
it was filthy. Uggs, yeah. But not just any Uggs, the mini boot Uggs. So not the ankle, the mini, which is like right at the ankle. It's like right like where ankle sock would be. That's what's cool, which I thought was interesting because I thought it was like all Ugg boots. Apparently it's not all Ugg boots. Poshmark is saying it's the mini boot.
The mini boot. That's so interesting.
And then
Ugg is so interesting to me. Yeah. Like, don't you think, like every time I think they're out, they're like back in again.
But they never really go away. That's the other thing.
No, they never go away. But I always think like, oh, maybe like they're passe now and nobody cares. But then like they come up with something.
No, everyone cares.
Like, everybody cares.
Yeah. The other thing is not just any bucket hat, but a faux fur bucket hat. Yeah, I'm not a bucket hat girl.
I refuse. They are so terrible, bucket hats. Did you watch Emily in Paris?
No, I know. Everyone keeps telling me I need to watch it. I haven't watched it, though.
Well, like, she's wearing a bucket hat in, like, every other scene, and I'm just like, no. No. I hate bucket hats.
Absolutely yeah, I think not. I owned one, and it was, like, a fuzzy one, but I didn't wear it often.
What was that brand, Daniela, that everybody wore?
Kangaroo. What's the name of it?
The one with the kangaroo?
Yeah, what's that called? I don't
remember. But that's, I think, where bucket hats got really popular because of that brand.
I can't think of the name of it because of the K, but yeah, there's a kangaroo on it. That's like that was the it thing and they had like kiosks in the mall.
Oh yeah.
I definitely saved up my pennies to buy that furry one. I'll tell you that. That I wore twice and then sold.
I had Coach bucket hats.
Like with the fancy with your Coach bucket hats. Huh?
Yeah, but like they were real. They weren't real.
That's like a whole nother episode, guys, talking about how big the like dupe and fake market was in the early 2000s for designer. That's like a whole episode in itself.
That is.
Yeah. Walking the streets of New York City in sketchy places trying to get the really good dupes. Anyway.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started. I even did that. That was a disaster. I'm like, how I did not get kidnapped?
I know. That'll be another episode. That's for another day. Prince, and we're actually seeing this right now with Anthropologie. They just sent out an email today about this. So today is Friday, January 28th, and they just sent out a thing about all the prints that are coming in, and they're mind-boggling to me. But patchwork, which has kind of been an ongoing thing, that's definitely
Patchwork is huge, and I'm seeing it in denim.
Denim patchwork.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Other fabrics, it's not really my thing, but patchwork and denim I do like. Geometric patterns, I don't hate this. I think geometric patterns can look nice on certain body types and certain people. I think it depends on the style of dress when it comes to geometric or shirt or whatever it is that you're wearing.
Right. Yeah.
Florals, but not any florals. We're talking granny florals, which we talked about this on Thrifters Villa two springs ago when granny florals were big.
Very big. Very, very
ugly.
Big,
I hate to say it, but big floral. Yeah.
It's going away from like that, like subtle floral, which we saw a lot of, that was like a very, I would say like French inspired, prints, where it was just very like subtle and small and demure. Now it's going like big and bold and in your face.
I think of like things my grandma wore around the house, like those little muumuu things with the big floral patterns on it, like flannel. Like that's just what I think of. Like
I think of like Jessica McClintock or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I think of that too. You know? But there, if you look up granny florals, if you just Google it, you'll see what we're talking about. They're just like it looks like a curtain or like a blanket. It just it has like this very bold floral look to it. It's very different than what we're used to in like the shabby chic boho vibe of florals. So it's very, very, like Jen said, it's not dainty. It's definitely not dainty. It's bold.
Right.
And then of course, this is our second to last one. Then we'll move on. But the next one is Y2K to 2010. So Y2K is 2000 to 2010.
Everywhere.
It is. It is. It's literally our least favorite thing, but that's guys, because we come from that era.
We were from that era. So we dumped all of that clothing already.
Yeah. Stuff. So in 2000, I was in eighth grade, I think. So like, that's kind of when it all started, middle school into high school. But the super cropped cardigans, funny story. I was in a buy sell trade store and one of the girls at the register had like an outfit on that I basically would have worn when I was in middle school with the cropped like mesh cardigan with the tank top underneath. The cardigan was brown, the tank top was like green, and then she had like a floral slip style midi skirt on that was blue and green, and I was like, oh my, I looked at her, I said, you are literally me when I was in eighth grade. What you're that wearing hurts, right now was me in eighth grade. She's like 16, so she's laughing and I'm like, I can't.
Literally what you said just hurt my brain. I'm like, yeah. Because I know exactly the shade of brown you're talking about.
Yes.
Exactly the shade of green you're talking about. And it's like, oh my God. Yep. I wore so much brown. So much brown.
Yeah. But that super cropped cardigan that once was out even 3 or 4 years ago, even earlier than that, it's like even 2 years ago, super cropped cardigans or cropped like blazers were not in. That's in right now. I can tell you that without Poshmark's trend report, that is something that is definitely like a bolero style crop thing. That is in. People like that. Low rise everything, like we know. Yep, got it. Low rise.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about this is that some of the 70s attire and Y2K attire kind of go together because
100%. Because you always get you always get reiterations, right? Where things always come back in style, but they're slightly tweaked for today's right fashion, right? And so when a lot of this stuff came out, it was very inspired by 70s, maybe a little bit of 60s, you know, because you kind of got those, like when you look at the color scheme and the pattern, right? It really had like very groovy vibes.
Sorry, very hippie.
Very hippie.
Very hippie with the butterflies and the florals and the greens and the blues and the purples, like very psychedelic, right? Like that's
very psychedelic and very like tassels and fringe and embellishments, like we're seeing all of that. And what's really though exciting about this is that like all this stuff can definitely be found on the second market, and a lot of what people are looking for is that they are looking for the authentic thing. People want the original stuff. Like Daniela said, low-rise jeans are huge right now, you guys. They're not really calling them boot cut, it's more flare, right? You know, you've seen those already many, many times in the thrift stores. Mm-hmm. Talked about the mud shoes, the Steve Madden shoes, those chunky black platforms. That's a little bit of play on Dark Academia, which is also something
which we're going to go on to next.
But like all of these trends, like you said, I just can't believe the super crop tops. I mean, the cardigans.
Oh yeah, God, the cardigan crazy thing is hard for me to get past because the crop cardigan didn't look good on us then. So,
well, you know what it was about those two? If you had boobs, they were never good.
Yeah. Well, herein lies why I never liked them.
Well, because they would always, like, I remember, like, you would wear them and they just would, like, hug your boobs.
Yeah.
And that was it. Because they just, like, barely covered your boobs. And that was it.
But they were real cute if you were older and going out and like you just wore like a bra. Bralettes weren't really a thing, but like you wore like one of those rhinestone bras and then the cardigan.
Or if you wore a lacy lingerie top.
Yes.
People would wear those.
With the cardigan. And then you had the low-rise jeans. This is like a moment right here, guys. But moving on from Y2K, which was definitely inspired by the 70s. So that's why we're kind of seeing the emergence of 70s coming back with Y2K, because they kind of go hand in hand. There's some differences, but they really are almost the same thing. Academia vibes. But this, like, we need to have Crystal on here, who is a member of our Patreon group, because she like gets into the academia stuff, and she really like gets into like the granny core and like all that kind of stuff. She's so good at it. She's a vintage seller. But academia is like so big right now, and it's expanded. It's not like what it was last year, but to keep it simple, pleated mini skirts, that's also kind of a Y2K thing, but it's also an academia thing.
Well, I was going to say that, Daniela. I'm like, I feel like the academia stuff really has Y2K vibes for me. And the reason why I say that is because when I see what they're wearing, that is what I wore. I was very big on the chunky platforms, the white nylons, right? The knee highs. Yep. I love a knee high with like a plaid skirt and like a vest or whatever. Like, I love that. And I think a lot of that too kind of stemmed from Clueless.
You know, yeah, I was gonna say, it gives me Clueless and like Bratz Dolls vibe. Like, that's how the Bratz Dolls started, was academia. That was the vibe.
Right, absolutely. But
Lug Sole Loafers, which Jen already mentioned. So, you know, I like that. I love the Lug Sole, you know, that's the thick, the platforms, all the mud shoes, all that kind of stuff. And then sweater vests, which have been a thing for the last few years. The sweater vests, I think, are here to stay. I don't think they're going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And like, just like, when it comes to patterns and you think about academia, right? A lot of it is plaid, Glen plaid, houndstooth, you know, tartan plaid, all these different types of plaid. And you can definitely Google all this. It's all available. You can definitely, even if you just Google types of plaid, and you have like a plaid skirt and you have, you know, a plaid vest, make sure that you list what style that plaid is, because that is very important too when it comes to your search.
Absolutely. So now that we've kind of given you a long-winded version of what Poshmark's trends were that they recently released, we're kind of going to get into the brands in the secondhand market that we're seeing by category that are selling really well, things that we might have experience with, things that maybe have surprised us that we're seeing trending on these different platforms. Like there's one in the bag category that we're going to go into now that I think some people just don't think about. So yeah, let's go into bags first and talk about what we're seeing is trending on these different platforms.
Absolutely. You know, so you guys, so when it came to kind of figuring out this information, like we said, the way that we always like to look at things is that we always look at sold. We don't want to see what's existing and what's available, you know? So we always want to see what has sold and what was just listed, right? So basically it's all the stuff, the hot stuff that is not sitting around for very long. That is always going to be your best indicator. And that is definitely something, if you're looking up comps or something, you should filter your comps that way too, you know, because you want to see like what, like I said, what's hot, what's not sitting on the shelf for very long kind of thing. So in regards to bags in general, just across the board, you know, I am seeing Michael Kors. We've talked about Michael Kors, right? And I think that I know for myself, I have passed on Michael Kors, not thinking it was something that was worth picking up.
I don't.
I know you don't.
I definitely don't.
You've done really well. I think you've convinced me to like take a second look at that, because I would say that when I first started reselling, I definitely picked it up. And then there was kind of like a lull there, like if people weren't that interested, but it's definitely coming back and coming back pretty strong. We saw that Troy Burch still has some ground. It's still doing really well, but it is more like her big bags, right? Again, Jenna, because I'm going to find a Troy Burch.
Jen.
Yeah, get it. Get it. But it is something, you know, a lot of these things, it's something to think about too. If you're thinking about venturing into retail arbitrage, if you're thinking about, you know, maybe paying up, like we say, for items, it could be worth it, really. But I definitely see a little bit of a downward trend in her brand. It's not.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I'm surprised that Tory Burch is even on the list, because I feel like I pass in a lot more of Tory Burch, not even just clothing wise, even shoes, unless it's like under $5, I'm probably not going to pick up Tory shoes unless it's like something really unique or something really different. Go back a couple years ago, even last year, I would have paid up for Tory Burch shoes. I'm not going to do that now. Even for handbags, it's gotta be in a reasonable price point. Yeah. I just feel like Tory Burch has so many outlets and stuff now. And I know that she's trying to rebrand. I've noticed a lot of like the new promos that they're doing, commercials. Mm-hmm. They're definitely rebranding to kind of gear towards today's market of the younger generation. So I'm curious to see if that's why it's trending, that maybe the new things that they're pushing out there is reaching that market.
Right. But what I saw a lot of what sold though was very specific, was large totes. Her large totes. That's what people were kind of selling. And so I don't know if that has to do with that. That is a style that's happening right now. But it was
I see minis everywhere with big brands.
I do, but I didn't see any minis really being sold super quick. And these ones were larger totes and they sold for at least over $100. So
that's good.
Something to think about. Next one, I'm actually going to wait on this one. I want to leave this one for the last one, but I thought this was kind of interesting. Vera Bradley. And I know in New England, we find it a lot.
It's everywhere.
But it's mostly obviously new with tags is what I saw. I tried to stay away from new with tags, you guys, too, when I look at this kind of stuff, because I really want us to focus again on the secondary market. I don't want us to focus on stuff that's new, right?
I will say though, Vera Bradley to me, because I've sold, if I find it really cheap, I'll pick it up. And I can sell it for a decent amount. It's typically more of a career or school piece that sells for me.
Yeah. Yeah. More so I agree. What I find that does really well for Vera Bradley is the mini backpacks or the backpacks and the duffel tote. They have a very large duffel tote. And generally, you'll find those in the luggage section, and people tend to skip over that section a lot. So that's something
I definitely do.
Yeah, you can find really good stuff there because you never know what the employers are going to throw back there thinking that it's part of luggage, right?
Right.
But kind of playing off that luggage thing, something else that you generally would find in the luggage area that I'm seeing a lot is reusable tote bags.
I always look at reusable tote bags.
Those are definitely gaining some traction. Like I'm talking like the canvas style, generally that's what's really popular, that canvas style. So like think of like Whole Foods, think of like the New Yorker, right? And like what it looks like. But obviously, please do your research when you're there, because some styles are going to command more than others. And generally you can find those for like 99 cents, almost nothing. And people are looking for those. They are really, really attractive right now.
They're collectibles. That's the other thing too. I want to mention, like the New Yorker. I've sold the New Yorker twice. Once I found it at the bins and once I found it at Salvation Army. Both times I paid $1 for them. Well, but at the bins it was less than that, but it averaged out to be, $1. They can sell anywhere from $30 to $50. It depends on your buyer. So you can sell a New Yorker tote bag, because I don't think they make them anymore. That was like a limited thing that they did for an anniversary or something. I don't believe they make them anymore. But it's huge. People look for them. They use them when they go shopping. They use it as an everyday bag. So definitely look at the canvases, do a little Google Lens research, scan it, see what comes back. I think you'll be surprised that even some Trader Joe's ones,
Trader Joe's, I was going to say, Barnes and Noble's, all those, like that kind of feel. It's really interesting. And then another thing that you might find too in the luggage section was, it's a brand called 31. And
is that the lunch bag company?
I think 31? So. Yeah. I remember that was what is it called? An MF.
MLM.
Yeah,
where people as I remember, when this was parties. When 31 was big, people did parties, right? They would give you a catalog and you would look through it and stuff.
But people seem to be like, it's funny how like it's almost like these utilitarian bags, right? Like bags with functions. Really big right now, what I'm seeing. And then when it comes to, just more like a leather bag or like a going out bag or whatever. Vintage Dooney, still very big.
Made in USA. Really well. Look for that tag. Made in USA.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Another one is Brahmin.
My favorite.
You love Brahmin.
That's my go-to. I love Brahmin bags. They sell. They have a following. The end.
And generally, I would say Brahmin, I've seen it marked pretty low in the thrift stores because it kind of has like
people miss
more of a vintage vibe. Yeah. And people do miss it, but there's definitely a big following. And then last but not least, and I'm talking across every single platform that I saw, like eBay, Depop, Poshmark, Mercari, doesn't matter. Coach is on their list on the top five brands that are out there. So Coach, I want to talk about Coach basically.
Can we mention the two types of Coach that are really hot right now? Yes. Monogrammed Coach and Vintage Coach. So if you want to pick up Coach, it has to be monogrammed or has to be vintage. Those are the two things you're looking for. Okay.
Which is crazy. I think you and I called this out a while
ago. Or was that 2020? That was 2020 when we called it out.
We said, we're like, I feel like Coach Signature is going to have a big resurgence and we're going to laugh because I can't tell you how much Coach Signature I just left at the thrift stores, right? But that's really, really big right now, you guys. And, you know, it's definitely, you know, I think the canvas does really well. The black one does really well. But I know that Coach had so many limited edition stuff that came out and it's really big right now. People are.
And I tell you why I think Coach Signature is a thing again. They partnered with J-Lo and J-Lo's wearing Coach Signature in a lot of ads. And I mean, it's smart on Coach's part because Coach has been trying to make a comeback because they really fell behind in the in the mid to where we are now, 2000s, right? So in the mid 2000s, they really fell behind. They were big in the early 2000s. And then all these other brands came up. Like Tory Burch, like Michael Kors destroyed Coach.
Yeah, I agree.
They had to do something because they were a dying brand, which is sad because it's been around since the 20s, the 30s. It's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. So bringing J-Lo in was very smart on their part. And J-Lo wears a lot of their monogram stuff, but it's done differently now, which is why
I think they got lazy, honestly. Yeah. I think they just like, they sat on the signature for too long and thinking that they'd be fine with it. And then they did nothing. And then it was like, people got bored because it was just like the same tote, the same, you know, little wallet, the same, whatever, like nothing changed. It was nothing was different. So.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're right, Daniela, you know, bringing in somebody like J-Lo. And I think that they were kind of the ones that really brought that, like, that cushy pillow feel. Yep. They were like one of the first ones to have that. If you've seen your Coach, it's absolutely beautiful. It really, really is.
I own three new Coach pieces because I have no shame in saying it. I'd rather buy a really nice Coach bag than buy a YSL bag. The quality of leather and some of their pieces is almost identical to some of those luxury pieces out there. You know, just because it has a luxury name on it doesn't mean that it's made any better than a brand like Coach. And I think Vintage Coach is a prime example of that. I would keep most Vintage Coaches that I find, I wear for a period of time and then I end up selling it. I haven't kept any of them yet. I've just kind of worn them and then sold them, but they are just so well made and the leather is so well done. And the lining, even though it's raw, like that raw hide almost kind of lining, it's so good and it's easy to clean. And there's just so many wonderful things. And now they have that new program with Coach where you can send in your bags. It's not available to every state. It's only certain states. And they have artists that rehab them and like paint on them and do really fun things with these Vintage Coach bags. So I, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Coach is on this list. I'm really curious to see where it is. Like when we do this, maybe 6 months down the line, I'm really curious where Coach is going to be at that point because resurgence is just starting to happen. We're in the beginning of it.
We're in the beginning of it. And I really think that you can still find it in the stores.
Yeah.
You really can. Cause I mean, we all know there's so much Coach at the thrift stores, so much Coach, right?
It might be marked up, but yes.
Now it might be marked up. Yeah. Sometimes it just depends. Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's everything for bags. Do you have anything to add, Daniela?
No, I think that's a good list there, Jen. Now we're going to move on to dresses, which this first one is mind-boggling to me, but plus size Old Navy.
Yeah. A lot. I see a lot of that being sold. And I don't know if it's because it's not like maybe plus size not is not available in all stores. I don't know why. I honestly don't
plus
know.
Plus size is now integrated into Old Navy stores as of the end of last year. They've integrated, yeah. But they don't always have every size. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they'll have maybe mm-hmm. one or two pieces. But not necessarily have a ton of it. Yeah. Like they have a small, medium.
I agree. I think a lot of it is because there's just a lack of inventory.
Yeah. There's no reason for them not to have it all in the store.
Right. Exactly. Cause I mean, the thing that I've noticed about Old Navy that is really interesting to me is that when, like, for example, when I was pregnant, right, I wanted to get Old Navy maternity and it wasn't available. And it like in most stores, they didn't have it. You had to order it online. And so it was like, it was really frustrating, right? Mm-hmm. To have to do that kind of stuff. So it's like, I think it's just because availability or something, but I just saw a lot of it selling and for decent amount. Hey, if you go to the bins and find some beautiful dresses, I mean, we all know Old Navy has, you know, classic styles.
And they mimic a lot of the more expensive brands out there.
They do. I think it's a really great item to pick up for the right price, obviously.
I agree.
Free People still there, still going really strong. But with Free People, I cannot stress enough that like you need to focus on midi dresses and maxi dresses with them. Yep. The short dresses just don't. They don't.
What's that
they don't
style have called? As, the trapeze.
The trapeze. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The slip dress. They just are not as popular. Do they still sell? Of course they do. Do they still sell for a lot? Of course they do. You know, but people seem to be more attracted to the midi styles and the maxi styles. But again, that goes to your whole boho look, that 70s mm-hmm. look that is just not going away. And it hasn't for a long time. Now you guys are going to be like, oh, great. Why is this on this list? Okay. Bear with me. Reformation, right? I know. I get it. I haven't found it that much in the
store. I was going to say, I think I've never found a Reformation dress in the thrift store. I found it in Nordstrom Rack that I picked up to sell.
Yes.
But that's
See, that's again, where that's why I'm mentioning it. Because again, we might have some listeners who are interested in maybe possibly doing some retail arbitrage. Now, it would be worth picking up Reformation. You know, obviously for a specific price point, what that price point is, I can't really tell you. It's all depending on what you think.
It really depends. Style.
Mm-hmm. And I, again, if you were to pick it up, what I see mostly is maxi. The maxi style dresses, not even mini, mostly maxi, right? And floral print is very, very big. And then the last thing that I saw, of course, is Zara. We all love Zara, right? But of course, you got to do your research on Zara. And Zara is very easy to do research, everybody. You can just check on the tag. The tag has the style number on there. Mm-hmm. And you can look to see if it is a blogger favorite. But Zara midi dresses, and maxi floral dresses are really big.
They are.
Now, I don't
know. Some of my best-selling dresses, Zara.
Right? Now, I don't know if you're sensing a theme here, but most of the dresses of what I saw were going to be cocktail style or wedding guest style dresses. Mm. That is the most popular style that is selling right now. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're opening up more. There's more events happening. People are looking for stuff. You know, so I think it's time to start kind of looking at those dresses. Now, again, in your search, it's really important to use the right keywords for you to get that, because people do search for these types of dresses, but they put in specific words.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I also, can you mention these new brands to me? Oh, I feel like I've heard of one of them, but that first one, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So whenever I find a new brand, I like to kind of highlight it and mention it because I thought that was kind of interesting. So Stop Staring. I saw that quite a few times and it can sell really anywhere from $40 to $90, which I think is really
That's great, pretty good.
Right? It's got like 50s vibes, but with like a modern flair to it. So I saw a lot of like Wrapped, you know, like those like kind of wrap styles on the torso and like with fit and flare styles, really beautiful and very nice for like events. I thought that was really pretty. And then I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but it's called Mirth.
I think it's Mirth. I've seen the brand. I haven't seen the brand in person, but I feel like I've seen it within the community or I was looking at something and or heard something in Mirth. I've heard that before.
Mirth is another one that seems, the retail is very high. I would put it in the same category as like Reformation, you know, like that.
Like that mid-tier.
Kind of look. And you guys, the tops alone are selling for $40 to $60. And then the dresses are between $90 and $50. So
that's crazy.
Two other little brands to look out for, you know, if you can find them, or maybe Mirth, if you see it in a store that you're doing retail arbitrage on, could be worth it to pick it up.
Sometimes with some of these newer to the resale market brands, a lot of times you're going to find them more so in a retail arbitrage type setting than you are in the thrift store, because it's not something that's as common. I feel like we can talk about this when we come to the jeans section. I feel like Everlane and Madewell kind of were in this category for a long time, where they weren't really in the thrift stores. And now they're everywhere. And the same thing goes with Rothy's. Like, they weren't really in the thrift stores, and now people are finding them more and more. I feel like a lot of times when you're researching new brands, you're going to notice that.
Yeah. Or also too, let's not forget the second chance type of stores, buy, sell, trade, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not calling them thrift stores because it's a different category in itself, right? So it's like, even those types of consignment stores, those types of places could have these, and they could have them marked for fairly low. I know myself, I have found Spell and the Gypsy at a consignment store, and it was marked for $40. And I'm like, yes,
I'd please. Cry.
Yes, please.
I can say, so I have a fun story like that. I went to a buy, sell, trade store. And I found an Acne, not Acne Studios, Acne sweater, and it was marked at $10 because they had no idea.
They had no idea. And you don't know what's going to be on their sale rack. So that's kind of why we're trying to give you guys the whole scope on it, because we don't know where you source, right? So
we're going to talk about my favorite category next. One of my favorite categories.
I love this category.
And I love jeans. I love selling jeans. I love everything about jeans. I don't agree with every jean that's on this list, but that's okay.
I would be right there with you.
I don't like all the jeans that are on this list, but this is what's trending. And honestly, none of it surprises me. None of this surprises me.
No.
Boot cut, we kind of already talked about it. It's in.
Yeah.
Moving
on. It's in. Moving on.
So Seventh Row Mankind Dojos. I love that this is still hot.
I absolutely do. Yes. I love picking up dojos. I really do. Because they are the flare jean.
Yes.
Of the
super long. So if you're tall, this is great for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I cut my dojos. I remember. Yeah. I had a pair of dojos because I found randomly a pair of TJ Maxx. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta have these. And I had to chop mine. So, oh my God. But you know what? I've actually sold dojos that have been hemmed before. As long as you disclose it and you just provide the measurements, it's not a big deal. Yeah. So there's going to be shorties out there. So again, these are really hot. And actually, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm starting to see a resurgence just in Seven for All Mankind. Seven for All Mankind, such a huge Y2K brand, early 2000s.
Absolutely.
They were kind of one of the first ones to come out with designer denim. It was before it was just Levi's and then whatever you got in your junior section with jeans. And then all of a sudden Seven for All Mankind came out and it was wait, they're $150 for jeans. That's nuts.
Nope. Makes me think of True Religion.
Oh, and then True Religion came and then Citizens. Right, of humanity, and
Can we talk about Sins of Humanity right now before we go on with our list? I just want to let the listeners know this. I picked up at the TJ Maxx Yellow Tag sale, Citizens of Humanity. I was very, very specific though in the styles that I picked up. One style that I picked up was, it was called the Avery Chino pant, and it had pleats in it. So I picked that up, sold immediately the same day that I listed it, and it sold I don't want to lie to you guys. So I'm just going to pull it up right now.
While you're looking at that up, I will say that Citizens for Humanity can be really, really hot, but you really need to know the style when it comes to Citizens.
So really they sold for $65. I paid $10. Awesome. That's awesome. Fantastic.
Then
the last pair that just sold yesterday or the day before, the Citizens of Humanity Olivia Ultra High Rise Slim Ankle Jeans sold for $80. I paid $15. Wow. Okay. Now let's talk about them before we go on this list, because I want you guys to know this. If you go to TJ Maxx Yellow Tag sale, still happening, so you might find them. I looked for pleats, I looked for straight leg, I will still pick up a skinny or slim leg, but it's got to have like a super high rise. It's got to be a color like black or like a medium wash or a light wash denim. And it can't be distressed when it comes to Citizens of Humanity. It needs to be a very like work appropriate pant. Yeah. So just throwing that out there.
No, that makes sense. You know, that, I mean, we're seeing such a big shift, right? From the skinny jeans, you know, to like stovepipe.
Yes. Right? So more of like a slim. So not a skinny. Slim. It's not a straight leg and it's not a skinny. It's a slim.
Yeah. It's a slim kind of look. So that's where, you know, you get like Madewell, the perfect vintage jeans.
Oh, my really favorite jean that I own.
Yeah, the mom jean, the dad jean.
The boy jean, that's another good one too.
The boy jean, and this, they actually have a stovepipe.
Stovepipe is my top seller of Madewell. When I find stovepipe, I will always pick it up, especially stovepipe tall. Yeah. That one will sell the fastest.
Yeah, but I would walk away from the 9-inch high rise. I would walk away from most 10-inch high rise.
Yep.
You know, but again, unless it had all those factors that Danielle talked about. Then Everlane, the original cheeky jean.
I have that pair.
That is their hot jean. If you're going to pick up any jean from Everlane, pick up that one. Most other styles just do not command the demand for it. Honestly, most are going to sell for under $30. Okay, $30 is not bad if you're picking it up for a dollar, right? Mm-hmm. But the cheeky jean is where it's at for Everlane. And then, of course, classic Levi's. Levi's still really hot, still doing really well. You got to know your Levi's, obviously, because some command higher dollars than others.
We need to do an episode. Jen is like a Levi's
expert.
So we need to do an episode on Levi's because Jen has really great knowledge of Levi's and she has shared some of that knowledge with me, which I'm very thankful for. But I think we need to do an actual Levi's, like
a deep dive.
Levi's and
I like that.
All of that. So we will definitely work on that for you guys as well. Can we talk about Abercrombie and Fitch? Because I just sold an Abercrombie and Fitch pair of jeans.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. I think it's really important to talk about this. So if you guys follow me on Instagram, then you know that I put this in my stories yesterday, but I sold Abercrombie and Fitch Curve Love 90s ultra high rise straight leg jean. Two things to know about this. Abercrombie Curve Love is newer to Abercrombie. A couple years, maybe. It's fairly new, but it's like it's considered like their curvy line, right? They have all sizes, but it's curvy.
That's kind of nice that they did that.
Because Abercrombie
is not a size inclusive brand.
Exactly. It is not, it was not inclusive in the Y2K moment. Not inclusive at all.
No.
So the fact that they've widened that is great. They're still not fully there yet, but they're getting there.
Do you remember, Daniela, walking into an Abercrombie and then like picking up a size small or an extra small and you're like, is this for an 8-year-old?
Yeah. And being judged just walking in there. Yeah, absolutely remember that. And that polos cost $120 for no reason. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. But the Abercrombie and Fitch 90 style jean is what you need to be looking for. If you find the Curve Love, then that is a given. You should pick it up. But if you're looking at the tags, the tag is, go on their website. You will see what these look like. If you type in Curve Love on Google, you'll see what these tags look like. That's the type of Abercrombie you need to be looking for. Unfortunately, Abercrombie Vintage, I feel like, is not having the same moment as these other brands that
just were so odd to me.
Right.
So odd.
In Hollister too. I feel like Hollister had a little bit of a moment, but it's not where some of these other brands are, like Rock Revival or Miss Me or, you know, all these other ones.
Oh, you mean all the other brands that I was going to mention on my list that you're like, bleh, about?
Yeah, those, but so the vintage style of those jeans just don't have the same value that the new Abercrombie does. I can't speak for Hollister. I don't really have any experience with it, but 90 style Abercrombie and Fitch jeans.
Yeah. I don't hear anybody talking about Hollister. I'll tell you that now.
Which is fine with me.
Yeah. That's fine with me too. You know, I always laugh because like.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
the moment I realized, the first time I ever realized that I was old, was when I walked into a Hollister and I was like, it's too loud in here.
And it's dark and I can't see anything.
They used to pump that cologne in the, like, in the vents. And
so did Abercrombie. They would spray it every time you walked in. Oh God, the stories we could tell you.
Oh yes. Okay. And so, yeah. So going back to like the jeans, again, Rock Revival, I know those have been popular for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And there's a very, very loyal fan base on those.
But these are great eBay items.
Don't skip on them. I'm like, I remember people would be like, I don't pick these up because they're not with my aesthetic. It's like, is your aesthetic making money? Because that's my aesthetic. So Miss Me jeans, still very popular, you know, BKE jeans, again, that like bling, right? That Y2K jean, and silver jeans. You remember silver jeans?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
with that like thick, you know, embroidery and stuff, and the thick thread.
Yeah. You know? There's a jean that's not on this list that we talked about pre-episode that we need to throw out to you guys.
Circle back.
Jenko jeans,
you guys, those
like cartoon style jeans. That's what they remind me of.
They really are. Those guys, seriously, go on eBay right now and go and see what they're going for. It's like, it's ridiculous, like $100, like, and you know, you can find those. You can definitely find those because it's crazy. Jenko jeans, you guys, there we go. Well, that's everything kind of for jeans, with the exception of like, when you think about like, when you're looking at jeans too, and you're trying to figure out if this is like a Y2K style, think of like patchwork. And then also think of like embroideries, bling, and even, I don't know how to like describe this, but like leather thread cord. You know, like the cord.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like piping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's like interwoven and crisscrossed all throughout. That was a really big trend, and that is actually very big, particularly on Depop. You know, they're selling for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pants. We kind of touched on this already. Academia vibes, trousers, pleated, wide leg. That's kind of like the vibe with pants in general. And I added them to this list, vintage leather high-rise pants. I have so much luck selling these. It really almost doesn't matter what the brand is. They can sell anywhere from like $45, $50 up to $100, depending on the brand. Obviously, that will have something a part in it. But those high-rise leather pants, they're usually a wider leg. And they're just something that people really love. And Jen and I were kind of talking about this again, pre-episode. I was on Abercrombie's website last night, I kind of do this on occasion, go on these random websites and just get a feel of like what's kind of coming down the pipeline. Cause they're already starting to pepper in some spring things. And they had spring colored faux leather high-rise pants, which makes me think that the faux leather is not going anywhere for spring and summer, which if I think back to like when Lori and I did the runway type of a trend report, we saw that there was faux leather in spring and summer of last year as well, but people weren't really venturing too much out. Like they were, but not in the same fashion that I think hopefully will be this year. So I thought it was interesting to see that spring colored faux leather on Abercrombie's website. So I just think keep an eye out for those vintage, as long as they're priced fairly. I think $10 and below is fair for a vintage leather high rise pant.
Yeah.
And also it's also in the biker community that they look for that stuff. So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's all good stuff. So
last style here, guys, last style here.
We're almost there. I hope almost there, people promise. Are still listening.
They are, because they're taking notes and they want to know.
They want to know. The people want to know. All right, people. Jackets. Should we stop picking these up?
Never.
What do we think?
Never.
Never is never the stop answer. Never stop picking up jackets. Never stop looking in the coat section. Never, ever. Even though I know that there are some thrift stores that do pull them off of their
floors. Yeah, they do this in New England.
I do know that. But if they don't, just keep shopping it because you're going to get the good stuff because no one's looking at that, right?
Yep.
But I think what we're seeing is that with things kind of opening up right now, right? I mean, not so much maybe in the US, but Europe. Europe is opening back
Europe
up,
is
right?
100% opening so, up.
People are going to start traveling more. People are going to be looking for more stuff. So outerwear is a big, big, big thing. So I'm seeing lots and lots of puffers, you know, Marmot, even Guess. Lands End. People look for jackets and they pay good money for them because jackets are expensive no they matter are. What. So they if are. You find a Guess puffer jacket for like $1 or $2 at the bin, pick it up. You know, mm-hmm. they're selling anywhere from $30-$40 because jackets are always going to command a higher resale value, no matter what, right? So it's definitely worth it to still pick up those jackets. And you have to think if people are traveling, people are going to be traveling to colder regions, right? Mm-hmm. So people need these types of things. We talked about this earlier, Penny Lane style jackets, you know, again, that 70s kind of vibe. And then blazers. I think this kind of goes into that academia kind of thing, but yeah. like plaid, think of like Veronica Beard blazers, right? That double breasted, yeah. really strong shoulder. You can find that in vintage.
Oh, absolutely.
All my plaid jackets were vintage, you know, that I ever owned. And I will say modeling definitely does help, but again, you can always, as long as you're smart with your keywords, that will help you. And then the last one, which has not gone away, is, you know, those teddy coats, Sherpa coats. Doesn't matter the brand, people are looking for those yeah. coats, because those
big actually time trending.
Big time trending. And those are coats I feel that you can wear them all year round, because mm-hmm. it does get cool in the summertime at night. So
I also think with that is like the half zip type Sherpa things, or like the pullover Sherpas. We used to have those growing up, and I feel like they've always been a thing. I think very Patagonia, like those, you know, that feel, the not so much fleece, but kind of on that idea. But mm-hmm. Teddy and Sherpa, I just sold a Teddy jacket the other day. I sold the IMG red Teddy yeah. style yeah. zip up, sold for $64. I feel like IMG was like on the downward spiral, and yeah. I feel like with the Sherpa jackets, they're still kind of there for that.
Yeah.
So right. yeah, this is kind of the end of our trend report. I hope this was helpful. I mean, I would assume it was, but what do I know?
I would assume so. I mean, we could keep talking, honestly, because there's a lot of information yeah. out there, you know, but hopefully, you know, this kind of gives you guys a sense of like what to be looking out for when you're sourcing, and, you know, hopefully it will help. But yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun researching all this stuff.
Yeah. I think it's helpful too for yeah. us as resellers, but also as the hosts of this podcast, to sit down and kind of really understand what's happening out there. It will not only help us source better, it will help you guys learn how to source better. And yeah, I just think that would be, it's just good. It's just fun. It's fun. If you like fashion, right. It's fun.
It is fun. And so you guys know, you know, like we said, this is something that we did a lot of research on, and these are the facts, right? These are the things that we're seeing that Poshmark and eBay and Depop and stuff are telling us, you know, it's mm-hmm. not necessarily our opinions on it. This is what we're seeing. What you do with that information is up to you, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, this is kind of what we're seeing. And so I think it's really an interesting time. You know, fashion is very interesting right now. I'm not really 100% on board on what's going on, I'll be honest with you, but
I feel like it's a hodgepodge. I think it's fair to say that right now fashion is a hodgepodge. There's not one clear direction. And I just think it's because everything is so different depending on where you live, what state you're in, what city you're in, what country you're in. I think it's just different across the board.
I think
we're seeing that in fashion.
Yeah. I think it is. But I think what's exciting is that it's a really exciting time to be a reseller, though. Because it's a hodgepodge, because it's kind of all over the place, there's opportunities there for everyone to pick up all these cool gems that, you know, people have donated recently, you know, a couple of years ago, that might still be floating around there. And, you know, there's the opportunity to make some really good money there.
Yeah, I agree. So I hope you guys loved this episode. We will be back next week with such a fun episode. We cannot even wait to get this out to you guys. Kind of like last week where we were really excited about Jem. Next week, we're really excited because we're not talking about clothes, which is like super exciting to Jen and I, is we're not talking about clothes. We're going to have someone on who is a friend of ours, who is local, who is an expert when it comes to plush. And I think there is like such a market when it comes to plush and understanding plush, or even like, if we can find someone out there that does like baseball cards, like Pokemon cards or something, like reach out to us.
Oh my gosh.
Definitely want to do an episode on that as well. Yeah. But yeah, next, we're not going to share who it is, but next week we have a really fun episode on plush and how to find plush, what to do with it, how to research it, how to sell it,
all of that stuff.
So we're super excited about that. And we will talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.